Castle Neuschwanstein was conceived by Ludwig II in May of 1863. His intention was to rebuild an old castle ruin at Hohenschwangau near a gorge in an authentic style characteristic of the medieval German knights. Ludwig II was king of Bavaria from 1864 until shortly before his death in June of 1886. Ludwig is sometimes known as the Swan King, the Fairy Tale King, and also the Mad King. Ludwig is best known as an eccentric whose legacy is intertwined with the history of art and architecture and music. He commissioned the construction of two extravagant palaces and a castle, the most famous being this castle, Neuschwanstein. The foundation stones of the castle was laid September 5th, 1869. Neuschwanstein was designed by a theatrical set designer, not an architect. The palace was originally called New Hohenschwangau Castle until the king's death, when it was renamed Neuschwanstein. Neuschwanstein was near completion when, in 1886, the king was declared insane by the state commission. The king could hardly control himself, and he asked the commission, "How can you declare me insane? You have not yet even examined me." King Ludwig was taken to Castleberg, and he was found drowned on June 13, 1886, in the shallow water of Lake Starnberg, along with his psychiatrist, who certified him insane. You'll learn a lot more about Neuschwanstein Castle on your guided tour, but I want to tell you just a couple of things about your appointment and how to get up to the castle. You essentially have three ways to make your way up to the castle. The first is walking, and the trail there begins in front of the Hotel Mueller on a paved, steadily going uphill path, which will take you about 30 minutes to get up to the castle esplanade. You may want to take the horse carriage, and the horse carriage rides begin right in front of Hotel Mueller as well, and it takes you up to a staging area about 10 minutes walk below Neuschwanstein. The price of the horse carriage is about 6 euro, depending on the demand. It's also possible to take a bus up to an overlook above Castle Neuschwanstein. If you're here during the time of the year when the bus is running, this is probably the best option to see the castle and some of the countryside as well. There is a bus stop kiosk in the lower village down the hill from Hotel Mueller in the direction of the lake, just behind Hotel Liesel. From there, you board a bus and it takes you uphill to Mary's Bridge, which is beyond the Castle Neuschwanstein, but also offers a scenic overlook above the castle to the mountains below and the lake below. Once you visit Mary's Bridge, you can walk downhill on a steep paved path to the castle. I would suggest that you don't go for the round trip option, for it will require that you hike back up the hill to the mountain to Mary's Bridge to take the bus back. So, if you're willing to take the bus up and then hike downhill from the castle, this is probably your best option. It'll cost you a little bit to ride the bus up. It's typically 1 euro 80 cents for the trip uphill and 2 euro 60 for the round trip. And again, I would just take the bus uphill and then walk downhill once you visit the castle. Also, remember that if you're visiting in the winter or poor weather conditions, this bus won't run, so your only options would be to walk up to the castle or take the horse carriage to the castle. Finally, you are issued a ticket for this castle entrance. And on the ticket, it'll have a time and a tour number. It is very important that you do not miss your tour entry time. So what you'll do is when it approaches your tour entry time, you will go to the castle esplanade and queue up under the sign that has your tour number on it. And there is between 30 and 40 people on each tour. And when your time comes, the gate will open, a guide will appear, and you will head in to visit the Castle Neuschwanstein. Now, there's some climbing inside the castle as well, because you'll have to go up 3 or 4 flights of stairs and go down 3 or 4 flights of stairs before you finally exit out about 1 hour and 20 minutes after your tour commences. But it's a great time, and you'll learn a lot of information there. So, go out and enjoy the countryside, enjoy the village of Schwangau, and enjoy your visit up to Castle Neuschwanstein. Your adventure starts here with David McGuffin's Exploring Europe.